Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
What, you all ready for the word? Hold up your Bible wherever you're at. Let's make our confession of faith together. Say it with me out loud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I go to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. In Jesus' name, amen. If you can, give the Lord a big praise right there. Amen. Well, open your Bible with me today to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. And I want to share with you today on great is his faithfulness. I want to talk to you. Pastor Kim prayed about it, but looking at the faithfulness of God. That's the title of our topic right now. And if you'll stay with me for the next 30 minutes, I believe I can help you. I believe that I can equip you and assist you through whatever you're going through. I believe, you know, we want our circumstances to change, but here's what I know. Before our circumstances change, we have to change. We want our circumstances to change, but before they'll change, we have to change. And so I want to help you today. I want to help you through whatever you're going through. I want to equip you. I want to assist you. I want to train you. I want to talk with you today on looking at the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. When we talk about looking at the faithfulness of God, it simply means focusing on God's character and focusing on his promises. When we say looking at the faithfulness of God, look at his character, because God is a faithful God. That's one of his names, faithful God. So when we say right now, when trying times and turbulent times and things are changing, God doesn't. When we're going through these times of the ups and downs and the highs and the lows and the ins and the outs, we need to be looking at the faithfulness of God, or looking at his character and looking at his promises. We need to know who he is before we work on what he has said. That's huge, because a lot of people, if they don't know who he is and they just try to claim a promise, they might waver in the promise. Well, when someone makes a promise to me, I want to know, do they have the character to back it up? When someone makes a promise to me, I want to know who they are over what they've said. Because the character either backs it up or doesn't back up what they say. So when we look at the faithfulness of God, we're looking at the character of God and the promises of God. And I want to look at Lamentations. Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations. He wrote, obviously, the book of Jeremiah and the book of Lamentations. And Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet, the weeping prophet. You see, Pastor, why was he a weeping prophet? Well, because for 40 years in the book of Jeremiah, he was preaching and he was calling out to God's people and Jerusalem, and he didn't get one convert. For 40 years, we're about to celebrate 37 years of Church on the Rock. And I tell you what, I couldn't last for 37 years without one convert, I'm telling you. I've got to see more fruit than none in 40 years. But Jeremiah, he's a weeping prophet because he was telling God's people, repent and change, or the Babylonians are coming to destroy the city. They wouldn't hearken, they wouldn't change, they wouldn't believe. And so what happens? The Babylonians came in, devastated Jerusalem, devastated the temple, raped the women, took the children. You know, they were lying in the streets, stacked high, people dead. The stench, the smell, the heartache, the brokenness, the death, the murder, the rape, all that was going on. And so now we're in Lamentations. He's lamenting. He's crying out to God. And right in the middle of Lamentations, In the middle of a pile of coal, there's a diamond right in the middle. It stands out. And this is Lamentations chapter 3. And what Jeremiah is telling the people, even in the midst of these adverse set of circumstances that they actually brought on themselves, even in the midst of all of this, stop and look at the faithfulness of God, and it will give you hope. Stop and look at the faithfulness of God, and it will give you faith. Faith and hope to get through the season you're going through. So let's look at it together, and I want to take you to Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21. And here's what he says. This I recall to my mind. He said, I bring up to my remembrance. Therefore, I have hope. Notice that hope starts in the mind. Hope starts in your thinking, your thought process. If you want hope, you got to change the way you think. If we want hope, we got to change the way we think. We got to stop thinking negative and start thinking positive. And it will bring hope thoughts. So he said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Because of his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Well, I'm glad that every morning his mercy is new. Pastor Kim talked about in her prayer about God's a faithful God, that if we confess our sins as Christians, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our mistakes. Aren't you glad for that today? I am. They're new every morning, and here's where I get it. Great is your faithfulness. Now, right in the middle of the famine, the heartache, right in the middle of the hardship, Jeremiah is trying to get the people to focus off that and focus on God's character and focus on his promises. Focus on the faithfulness of God. Great is your faithfulness. Therefore, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, will I hope in him. Focusing on the faithfulness of God brings hope. Focusing on the faithfulness of God brings hope. You know, some of you are watching and you've been hurt by people who have been unfaithful to you. Maybe an ex, husband, wife, mom, dad, a boss. I remember one time there was a pastor that I really looked up to big time. And he's in heaven now. I'm not going to share with you who he was. None of our business, but he's in heaven now. And he was like a role model to me, an example. And he made Pastor Kim and I some promises when we were in college. And we were looking forward to what he had promised us. And then lo and behold, just a few weeks before the promise was supposed to come to pass, what happened? He called and broke his promise. And that shattered my little feelings. It really did. It hurt me. It offended me. And, you know, there for a while, you know, I kind of skipped a beat because I saw here's a man that I thought was faithful, but he wasn't faithful to his promise. And his unfaithfulness kind of jarred me a little bit. We've all gone through those times where a friend, a mentor, a coach, a teacher, a brother, a sister, a preacher, a bishop, our husband, our wife, that they made a promise and they didn't keep it. But you and I, we can't focus on the unfaithfulness of people around us because that will only cause us a shipwreck. We have to focus on the faithfulness of God in the midst of hard times. And when we do, it brings strength, faith, and it brings hope. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh after him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait. Notice that hope and wait are in the same verse. If you look through Lamentations chapter 3, you'll find out that waiting and hoping are together. Big deal, Pastor. It is a big deal. Because without hope, we won't wait. Without hope, we won't wait. We need hope to wait upon the Lord. And hope comes from one way, focusing on the faithfulness of God. Great is thy faithfulness. Y'all remember that old hymn? It's a great hymn. Quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Then let me show you Psalm 37. I love this, and then I'm going to give you four or five points, action steps that we can take on looking at the faithfulness of God. During COVID, we've all been let down by something or someone, but we can't keep our eyes on that. It will only rob us of strength and hope. So what do we want to do? We want to constantly, every day, we want to stop and look at the faithfulness of God. Focus on his character, who he is, and focus on his promises, what he has said. I love that. Focus on who he is, his character, and focus on what he has said, his promises. That's focusing on the faithfulness of God. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So you will dwell in the land, and look at this phrase, feed on his faithfulness. That's what we got to do, right? We don't need to feed on the negative news, feed on social media, feed on our hurts, feed on broken promises of people around us. But we want to feed on the faithfulness of God. What is that? That's looking at his character and looking at his promises. Break it down, Pastor. That's looking at who he is. He's a faithful God. And what he has said, faithful is he that has promised that he will bring it to pass. Amen. So it says, feed on his faithfulness and look at the benefit. You will be fed. What's that mean? You'll be nourished. You'll be strengthened. You'll be refreshed. You'll have a reframe of thinking and the right thoughts. All that is a result of feeding on his faithfulness. Don't feed on a hurt or a hang-up or a habit. Don't feed on someone who's let you down, disappointed you. Don't feed on something that has happened to you that's been destructive, but feed on the faithfulness of God. Great is his faithfulness. For many of you, God has given you a word. Don't let that word or a prophecy, don't let that prophecy or a dream, don't let that dream go by the wayside during COVID. Don't let go of it. Hold on to it. Embrace it. Nurture it. Feed it, because God is faithful. God is even faithful in COVID. God is even faithful in the fall of 2020. Feed on the faithfulness of God. And then we see, I love this verse, Hebrews 11 and verse 11. Hebrews 11 and verse 11. Now, remember, we're looking at Lamentations chapter 3. And remember what's going on. Look at the faithfulness of God. I mean, it's a desperate time. It's a horrific time. It's a time of hurt and heartache and death and stench and smell and all that you can think of. But yet in the middle of that, what does he do? He wants them, Jeremiah, wants God's people to get their eyes off their grief and get their eyes on God. We've all been hurt one time or another through COVID like never before. And many have gone through great grief like others haven't. Some of you have lost a loved one to COVID. Some of you have lost a friend, a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a husband, a father to COVID during this time. Some of you have lost your job during this time. Some of you, your business has gone bankrupt. I get it, and my heart goes out to you, and I want to help you today. I want to help you because, see, nothing changes until we change. If I want my outward set of circumstances to change, it's going to start with change in me. So we got to get our eyes off of great grief, and we've got to get our eyes on great faithfulness of a good God. We've got to change our focus, change our perspective, change what we're thinking and saying. And we have to change first on the inside before our circumstances will ever change on the outside. I hope you're getting that, because, you know, a lot of times we want things to change around us, but it's not going to change until we change. So watch this now. I love this in Hebrews 11:11. Do y'all remember Abram, who became Abraham in the Old Testament, the father of our faith? And Sarai, who became Sarah, you know, his wife. And you'll remember that God made them a promise, but it looked impossible. Has God given you a promise and now for sure it looks impossible? I think all of us have gone through that, or we're going through that. He made them a promise and they looked like they were too old, that it was behind them and definitely not in front of them. But what changed? What made the difference? What caused Sarah to conceive and have a baby called Isaac? How'd that all happen? What was the factor? What was the missing ingredient? What was the turning point? What was the tipping point? This verse tells us, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength. She got strength to conceive a seed, a baby, to do the impossible. What took her from the impossible to the possible? What changed it from weakness to strength, from fear to faith? What was the missing factor? What was the ingredient? What was the revelation? What did she do that changed everything? Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, it looked impossible, because she judged God faithful. Oh my goodness. When she got a revelation of the character of God, when she got a revelation that God was a faithful God and what he has promised he would bring to pass, it was all when she got a revelation that God is a faithful God. What is that? Looking at his character and then looking at his promises. Focusing every day on who God is and focusing every day on what God has said. Focusing today on who God is. God is a good God. God is a big God. God is a great God. God is a faithful God. And then focusing on what he's promised. Oh, beloved, I pray above all things you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. Thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in every situation. But he will supply your every need according to his riches and glory. That by his stripes ye were healed. That many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. When she stopped and she began to focus on that God is a faithful God, when she judged, counted, considered that God was faithful, even when others weren't, even when her circumstances weren't favorable, even when our circumstances weren't favorable, how about you and me today? Maybe our circumstances look the opposite of what God has promised. In circumstances that don't agree with the word, in circumstances that aren't favorable, let's still count, consider, and judge God as faithful. That what God has promised, God will bring it to pass in your life. Ooh, that's huge. Can we have a praise break right there where you're at? That is huge. Amen. All right, so now let me give you some takeaways that we need, that we can, action points that you and I can start building strength, getting hope, back on track, and that we can get through whatever we're going through if we'll do these things. Number one, feed on the faithfulness of God. We read that scripture, Psalm 37, verse 3. Feed not on the negativity of the news, not on past hurts or mistakes during COVID, not on bad things, but focus on the faithfulness, not the unfaithfulness of a Christian, brother or sister, or a family member, but feed on the faithfulness of God. What is that? Taking scriptures and memorizing them. Taking scriptures and memorizing them. I love that. And through memorization and personalization and visualization, what are you doing? Meditating on scriptures that talk about God's faithfulness. And you feed on that. And you know what? Faith will come. Strength will come. And no longer will it look impossible. It'll look possible. Because we serve a God. If he said it, he will also do it. So number two, action points. What can we do as Josh comes out, is number two, focus on it. Focus on the faithfulness of God. Focus on the faithfulness of God. What we focus on gets bigger. What we focus on, we magnify. Focus, if God said it, that settles it. I'm going to say it until I see it come to pass. That not only focus, not only feed on it, but focus on it. Because what you see with your eye gets in your heart. What you see with your eye gets in your heart. And then number three, declare it. What you say with your mouth gets in your heart. You know, we have to start with our mouth. That's where faith starts, is with our mouth. Really, Pastor? Yeah, it starts with our mouth to get in our heart. And we got to get it in our heart before our circumstances will change. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, the word is nigh thee, the word, the Bible, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. I have to have the word in my heart to change my circumstances. And it gets in my heart through my mouth. It gets in my heart through my mouth. So not only feed on the faithfulness of God, not only focus on the faithfulness of God, but declare the faithfulness of God over your family, your future, your finances, your health, your life, because it all starts in our mouth. I wish I could really emphasize that even more. All change starts in our mouth. Everything that we want in our spirit, good or bad, starts with our mouth. Our circumstances, it starts with our mouth for them to change. Really, Pastor? Yeah. Romans 8, the word is nigh thee, Bible, scripture, promises, in your mouth and then in your heart. Oh, I encourage you, declare God is faithful. In fact, all you hosts, sit with me, you watch party leaders, small group leaders, everyone right there where you're at, just say it with me, God is faithful. Just say it with me again one more time, God is faithful. You declare it. So you feed on it and you focus on it and you declare it. We all can do this together. You declare it, and then I guess that's all that we had. I guess I thought I had four and I only had three. So you get some extra time tonight, amen, or whenever you're watching the program. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. I pray that it's giving you some direction and some insight and revelation on what to do when you're going through turbulent times. You look at the faithfulness of God. I look here, 37 years we're going to celebrate Church on the Rock, and Kim and I and our family, we look back at the faithfulness of God. He helped us with the bear. He helped us with the lion. He's going to help us with the Goliath. What's that all about? I'm new to this. Well, David in the Bible, King David, he talked about when he was facing Goliath at 17 years old, a giant. He said, I'm a giant killer because the greater one's on the inside of me. He helped me back there with those problems. He's going to help me with this problem. As we look back over 37 years, I see the faithfulness of God. I just want to encourage you to feed it, focus it, declare it, and I can give you one more, journal it. I encourage you to journal the faithfulness of God. And you know what? It'll feed your faith and it'll give you hope. Could you bow your heads wherever you're at, if possible? I want to pray for you before we leave. And you say, Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God, and I want one. Pastor, I'm tired of the way my life is, and I want change. I'm ready for a new season. I'm ready to turn my life over to God. I've tried it on my own. It doesn't work. I want to give God this mess that I've made so he can turn it into a miracle. I want his love, forgiveness, acceptance. I want the life he wants me to live. Pray for me. Or you're a believer and you say, Pastor, during COVID, my priorities have kind of slipped and drift. And tonight I realized I got to get back focusing on the faithfulness of God. I got to get back in church, back in the word, back in my devotionals, back into fellowship. Pastor, pray for me. I want to recommit. If that's you, wherever you are, pray this prayer with me. Say it out loud. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.